Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 69. This chapter is 37 psukim in it. David wrote this chapter about the national and individual suffering the Jewish nation has suffered from throughout exile. Although David wrote this in the first person, it's still referring to Am Yisrael. It opens with the words for the conductor of Shoshanim. The word Shoshanim has a double meaning. Shoshanim is the name of a musical instrument, but it also means a rosebush, to allude to the fact Am Yisrael has been pricked by thorns by anti-Semitic actions throughout all the host countries we've been in. David describes being engulfed by waters trying to take Am Yisrael down and how his throat is completely worn out from calling out to God. David describes his enemies as numerous as the hairs on my head. David prays for the nation not to be discouraged and lose hope in God's kindness. David emphasizes the degradation Am Yisrael has experienced by the nations of the world. Am Yisrael is in a constant state of anxiety and worry because of the ridicule they've experienced. Not only that, but hostile nations have tried to exacerbate the pain inflicted upon us. David begs Hashem to answer his prayers, to draw his soul close to God, for God to reveal his loving kindness to save Am Yisrael. David explains time and time again, I feel as if my hopes have been crushed because I'm constantly disappointed. David then switches gears and asks God for the downfall of those nations that are hostile towards the Jewish people. David beseeches God to pour his wrath and fury out on them, because when countries disgrace the Jews, they're ultimately disgracing God. As every moment Am Yisrael is in exile, it's considered a Chilul Hashem, lowering of God's name. David ends the psalm with a prayer for redemption, for God to save the cities in Judah, and for Am Yisrael to rebuild the ruins of old. For the Jewish nation to retake possession of Eretz Yisrael, for Am Yisrael to repopulate it, and for those who love God to live there. I'd like to add, this is really amazing. Thank God we began to merit to these times when the Jewish nation has began to rebuild and repopulate Eretz Yisrael, something David clearly davened for, as Hashem in his great kindness has showed compassion upon his nation by placing Eretz Yisrael back in the hands of the Jews to be a sovereign nation, to rule their land with their own army, to protect themselves from the hostile nations whom every day are planning on wiping out Am Yisrael and Jewish rulership over Eretz Yisrael. Interestingly, we also see the great vision of David HaMelech, who thousands of years prior prayed for Am Yisrael for all time and even the generation we live in, when we can partially see his prayers being fulfilled, as it's the role of the true tzaddikim to pray on behalf of the Jewish nation and live with a vision way beyond themselves. Let us merit to the full redemption when God will fully remove his disgrace and the shame of his people with the revelation of Mashiach ben David. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.